We are learning Mesechus Barbasra Dav Samach Aleph Amid Beis, and we are starting from the bottom of Dav Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said that not only when you sell a house, remember we're talking about selling a house b'stama. You just sold b'stama, you didn't write a contract, you don't have a minigah ear. The loch is the annex is not included, and the storage room is not included, and the roof also is not included. But lo is a cheder shel fnim emenu. So Mar Zakasha, how's the yitzia lemes davin? If you're telling me that yitzia is not included, even though yitzia has same uses like the house, as we said, it's maybe like a basement, something like that. So cheder abaya, storage room, you think should be included? Of course, storage room is not included. So Mar says, like tzricha, I'll tell you what the chiddush of a cheder is. Afagav the meitzeloi metri avroi. Even though when you gave him the dimensions of the house I'm selling to you, you gave him dimensions and you made the dimensions around the cheder also. You said, you know, there's Reuven on the left side, Shimon on the right side, and Reuven on the left side was right outside the cheder. So the cheder is included in the metzarim, in the borders. So maybe it's like included in the borders, it should be included. That's the chiddush, that's not included. Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Om Rav Avua, Hamoicha Bayas Chaver Biro Gedoyla. They used to have these big, like, apartment buildings with different bottom, different apartments. And then the Biro Gedoyla was a big open space, which everyone shared in this building. So halacha is, if I tell you I'm selling you a house, I'm standing in one of those apartments, and I'm selling you this apartment, and I say I'm selling you this biru, and I'm selling you this apartment, I'm selling you this apartment, I'm standing in, selling you this apartment, and I say, and it's bordered by Reuven on that side, Shimon on that side, and it includes the whole building. So it means that he owns the whole building. That means I sold you the whole building? So he says, no. Just means mitzarim herchavloi. He just needed some kind of clear way explaining him where it is, but it doesn't mean that he's selling him the whole bira. So more wants to know, hey chidami, what exactly is the case that you have of Nachman's chiddush? Ilema the korle labayis bayis or labira bira. If a bayis is a bayis and a bira is a bira, the building is called a building and the house is called a house. So if I tell you I'm selling you a house, obviously I'm not selling you the whole building. Pshita bayis zomale bira loy zomale. Elo the labira nami korle bayis. The bira is also something called a bayis. So then, kulas amalei. Then I sold you everything. I'm standing right here. I'm telling you, I'm selling you the bayis. I'm giving you dimensions of the bira. So probably I mean the bira. So I said, no. Lo tzrich the ruba karalei le bayis or bira. That's the gears that we have. Some gears that some people, but most people say a bayis and bira. Ve'ikanami. There are some people the labira karalei bayis. And here, since you said bayis here, but since you said the dimensions of the whole entire building, maybe you mean the building. Because some people call it that way. No. If you want to sell the whole building, you should have wrote, I'm not leaving anything. You write that. You see from here that I left over the building for myself, and I'm only selling you the house. So back to what the Gemara wanted to say, the Gemara's kasha was that of course the cheder is not included. If the yetziya is not included, of course the cheder, which is a storage room, is not included. The Gemara's teretz is that here, you gave him the dimensions around the storage room. So the hava mina bi will be included, k'mashon like Rav Nachman. The only reason I give you those dimensions around, those borders around, is because I want to explain you where it is. But I don't mean to sell that to you. I only mean to sell you to bias. The Gemara has a parallel type of halacha to bias by a sada. Rav Nachman, Rav Avua. You sell a sada in a big plane. You have a big plane. You own the whole plane, and you're really only selling one sada. Even though you gave him borders of the entire bika, what you did was you gave him just a place to figure out where it is, because you remember a sada doesn't really have clearly defined the borders. So how do you explain what a sada is? You say, yeah, it's over there in that area between the gas station and that. You know, that's where it is. But all he meant is mitzarim herchavloi. More again, that's kasha. Hey, Gidon, what's the case? Ilay me the karle sada ulabika bika. If a sada is a sada and a bika is a bika, so pshita. If I tell you I'm selling you a sada and I'm standing in that sada, obviously I'm only selling you that sada. Sada zomalei. Bika loy zomalei. But elo, if you sell me the bika nami karle sada, you call a bika a sada also. Then kula zomalei. Taka, I can sell you the whole thing. Mara says, like tzricha, the ikad l'sada karle sada v'bika bika. A lot of people call sada the sada a bika bika. Ikanami, there are some people that the bika karle sada, they call a bika a sada. So mao de tema, you would think that here, I said sada, I mean the entire bika, kula zavonle, And why would I say that? Because I gave him those borders, I gave him those dimensions, I gave him those borders around there, Kamash Lom, the Havel, he should have wrote, Mechav Le, Lo Yishar Yishvi Neil and Kadom Eklum, I'm not leaving anything myself, Lo Yishar Le, he didn't say that, Shema Minos, Shuri Yishayer, you see, he left the rest of the Bika for himself. So you have two Rav Nachmans who say really basically the same thing. Why do you need two things? V'tzricha, Diyashmina Bayis, by a bias, I understand that it's not included. The building's not included. The bias, why? Because the bira has different tashvishim. Like we said before, this bira is made as open space, like they whatever they used that for the lunchroom. It wasn't mamish the house. So there, it makes sense. I'm selling you a house. I'm not selling you the bira. Mashainkin by bika, a bika, the kula chal tashmishti. It's all one tashvishim. Emikulazavlim. Everything is sold. Viyashmina bika. If you say bika, mishum loy havele lemim tzalei. By Bika, there, maybe by Bika, you know why it's not included, the whole Bika? Because I gave him the borders of the whole Bika. I have no choice. A sod doesn't have any defined borders. I got to give you everything. Our bias, you could have gave dimensions of a bias, the borders of a bias. Our bias, the Havalei Lemimtzalei, Vlei Matzalei, cool as all. They're talking selling the whole beer. Why am I giving you borders of the whole building? Tzricha. Kamash, in both cases, you don't get the sale of the whole thing. Keman Ozlo, Hodom, Rav Mori, Breid, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shila, Sushel, Abaya. That he used to say this memra, Hai man, the mazvili midi l'chavri, when he sells something to your friend, tzorach l'michvili, you have to write, lo yishayris bezvini ilin kadom eklum, I'm not leaving anything for myself. Who is that like? Keman, k'Rav Nachman, omer Rav Avuah. That's like, Rav Nachman, omer Rav Avuah. That's who it's like, who just said that, if you want to write that, if you don't write that, you have to write this, lo yishayris bezvini ilin kadom eklum, then you get the whole bika. If not, then you only get the sada. Because then you think, if he says that I'm not leaving anything for myself, then you get the entire bika. But if I don't write that, then you do not get the bika, even though I gave you the bigger borders, because I mean the bigger borders. I don't know if I spoke that right before. L'sharis v'nei ilan k'tam eklum means the seller is saying, I'm not leaving anything for myself. I am selling you everything. I'm selling you everything. Then the whole bika is included. He wants to sell the whole thing, he's right, I'm not leaving anything for myself. And since you didn't write it, so obviously you're only selling the sada and not the whole bika. Hu dom lechavra, one more gemara here, about what's included in a sale. Hu dom lechavra, I have a portfolio from Rabbi Chiya, I'm selling you the land of Rabbi Chiya. When you say ara, then it's only one field. So Havli Tarti Arasa that was carrying Bechia, two lands that were called the Bear of Bechia. Omar of Ashi, Chodo Omale Tarti Loy Omale. He only said one. I say Arata, it's Loshin Yachid. I'll only sell you one. Now, which one did I give you then? Zokta Rashbam, three lines on the bottom. Vayita Lalakech HaPechusa Shabashtayim. Lakech gets the less one of both. Yad Ba'al Star Al Tachtoina. He gets the lower end. He gets the lower end. That's if he says Arata. Now, if he says Vi'i Omale, that's if he says there says chaver ara. If it says arata, we only arata. So then stama miyat arata shtayim. You take the word stama miyat arata shtayim. Arata means losh rabim is at least two. We only call arata. I'm telling you that all the land of Rabbi Chiya call arata isleil. He sells all that land that he has. He sells lebar and bustani pardesi. But a bustani, which is a garden, and pardesi is a vineyard. Those are not included in the ara. The omele zehira, if you said the word zehira, we had this word before, early in Cheskabatim, the omele zehira, then afilo be'buste b'adisi is included, levaram bati v'avdi, but the houses and the avodah are not included zehira, zehira means karkoyitz. And tapar omele aleph, last gemara, if omele nichsei, if he says, I'm selling you my nechosim, then afilo bati v'avdi, then everything's included, but not metaltalim. And if you say, kol nichsi zakhtar oshbam, if you say kol nichsi, then even the metaltalim are included, we say, kol nechsei.